Human is not. Human is in a situation that sometimes he chooses to die, not to live that life. This is the difference. Animal is controlled by fear. Human being should not fear. Why should I fear? Everything is good for me. Look at me. Look at what I got. I have we. I have personality. I have knowledge. I know the language, music. Look at all of this. Why should I be afraid of? That's the animal. Animal life is based on fear. But not the real human being.
That's why we call the believer the safe fellow. That's what mu'min is. Feeling safe.
Because everything is best prepared for me. Why should I have fear to lose the life? That's the animal.
So, exaggeration of this birdie is that fear. Yes?
He has no fear of the other fellow servants coming to jostle him and gain the advantage. He perceived the king's justice in restraining his followers so that none durst do violence to anyone. Consequently, he does not hurry and is calm. He hath no fear of missing his portion. He hath much deliberation and patience and long-suffering. He is contented and unselfish and pure of heart.
How that explains. Listen, there is a human being who could live like this. Is not in rush, patient, and he is not a beggar, he is not a thief, he is not a silly fellow like that. And he's living a comfortable life. Yes?
For this deliberation is the ray of the merciful, while that haste is from the impulse of the devil.
Exactly. Do you remember the Satan? That devil stuff. He's always looking for something which is logical. That's why we changed the picture. We said we don't believe in the picture that the Satan draws from me. Because I'm not the animal. I'm beyond that. Here he goes back to that and say, you see, remember these, Satan is that nasty fellow who is always whispering in your ear some fear. Of what? Of not having. Do you remember the next step for us is faqr wa fana? Here he will bring in the faqr and he will say that Satan doesn't like the faqr. Yes?
Because the devil frightens him away from poverty and kills the beast of burden patience by stabbing. Hear from the Quran that the devil in menace is threatening thee with hard poverty, that in haste thou mayest eat foul things and take foul things. No generosity, no deliberation, no merit acquired by good works. Necessarily, the infidel takes his food in seven bowels. His religion and spirit are thin and lean. His belly fat.
Yeah. His religion, his path, and his way is narrow, but he has a good big stomach because he eats. He wants to eat it all. This is what animal attitude is all about. So, in first paragraph, he explained it that, remember, this looks impossible, but we have to try. So, try it with us. Why? Because we start with this. You have to eliminate four basic thinking system in yourself. Which are the four basic ones?
To have to
compassionate. Look at them, one by one. I show you that each one of them is the thief. It will steal from you what? Your opportunity, your moment. Because every single moment is an opportunity for you to be enlightened, to grow up. These are the thieves. They take it away, so you will remain the animal. This is what it is. Now, this should be explained, and these birds, one by one, will come forward, and Rumi will try to explain it as much as he could, because normally when they say you leave your brain, then what? Then what should they do? Here, first you should learn about this full way of thought. You should, do you remember at the beginning we said, if you want to change yourself, first you should realize what you are, to know yourself. Do you remember? Right from the beginning we said, the enemy is inside, you should know it. So these four should be known to you, being clarified to you. Yes?
Also, I don't understand this phrase, the infidel takes his food in seven bowels. What
which line is that?
The last one is paragraph 63.
Okay, necessarily, the infidel takes his food in seven bowels. Seven bowels has no meaning for you. Period. But when you want to explain what gourmand is, do you know what gourmand is? Gourmet and gourmand. Gourmet is the good one, gourmand is the bad one, right? In Arabic and in Persian, when they want to say somebody is gourmand, they would say he has seven stomachs. Okay. Having seven stomachs means being the slave of your stomach. That's how it is explained.
So is it actually stomach, the word that's used, or is it bowel?
No. It's not the stomach. It's inside, interior, batn. That's the point. When we say batn, we mean the interior part of it. Because we could say the batn of a bottle. What is in it is batn. Means something in it. It's not a stomach.
Sevenfold?
What?
Fold?
Batn, no. Fold is different. Batn is andarun. Batn is Arabic for Persian andarun. Zahir wa batin means the appearance and the real one, which is not appearing, it's invisible. It's you cannot see it, but it's there. That's what it is.
It's like the image that comes at Mattel is like when Jonah went inside the whale, so he went in batn and hold. So it's a something that's that huge. So I'm just trying to give you a picture.
The other dimension somehow, which is the inside one.
Look, he couldn't have gone to a small to a small fish. He had to go into batn of a big whale.
Yes.
I think we're stuck with the translation here.
Pardon me? Yeah. Oh, the translation will get more difficult because we, even in Persian, he will change some words and he will play with the words, you will see.
And also, batn could mean when you intentionally have bad thoughts.
The hidden part means batn. Yeah. Okay.
Concerning the occasion of the coming of the tradition of Mustafa, the blessings of God be upon him, that the infidel takes his food in seven vowels, while the true believer takes his food in one vowel.
Okay. Did you get it? Anyone?
No.
Okay. This is the stuff, the homework for next time. It's a story. A made-up story. To explain one thing, which is hidden from our view in these two paragraphs. He wanted to point it. It didn't work that way, the way he wanted. So we will explain it differently here for you. We'll make up a story. The story is like this, that there is a group of fellows, they will arrive in the mosque. Normally the tradition is, when they arrive, they will be the guests of the other people from the mosque, they will take them home. So there are some of these, everybody will take this and this and that. There is this big fellow with the big stone. He will come to the Muhammad. Okay? So what? They will come and sit down and they will prepare the food. They bring in the food, the guy will eat it all. Not the portion of one fellow, the portion of everyone will eat it. Everybody will remain hungry, and this guy is full. Okay, so what? Go to your room. He will go to his room. The lady who is serving the dinner is very angry. What a nasty fellow. What was this all about? So he will lock the door of his room. In a couple of hours, he needs to go to the bathroom. The door is closed. So he will try to go in the bed and control himself, and then it will happen. Early in the morning, when that fellow will open the door, this guy will run away. What would you do? You will run away, don't you? The fellow runs away. You run away. The people will come and say, yeah, this was the story, and that lady will bring everything to wash. And we say, I will wash it. What a good fellow Muhammad is. No. This is the complication in the story. Muhammad will sit down and wash it. The fellow who is out suddenly will remember that he had a very lovely tasbih and he forgot to take it. So he will come back to take his tasbih. You will run away if an interesting stuff is, will bring you back. Then he will arrive and will see Muhammad is washing everything. He said, why are you doing this? He said, who else? I invited you. You are my guest, and I don't. The guy turns around, will change to a better fellow than his inviter, and he doesn't even get one portion. He goes for half a portion. What did you get? Do you remember in the first paragraph he said this is something that is useless, looks impossible, but we have to try it, and sometimes it works. Muhammad will try it, then it works. The guy will come back and will see it. He says, this is how it happens. So, thinking about it should save you, not being in that position. I explained this position, and this is not the end of the story, it's just the beginning of the first birdie. But